From a single computer to tens of thousands of computers and servers, Mozy by EMC protects data and files with the most trusted cloud backup service for business. Visit Mozy.com to learn more. That's Mozy.com. Mozy, it's always there.
Welcome to Brainstuff from HowStuffWorks.com, where smart happens.
Hi, I'm Marshall Brain with today's question. Why are the keys arranged the way they are on a QWERTY keyboard? In 1874, Remington and Sons manufactured the first commercial typewriter, called the Remington No. 1. This typewriter was designed by Christopher Sholes and used the QWERTY keyboard we are all familiar with. This early typewriter used a mechanism with characters on the end of a bar. When a key was struck, a linkage would swing the bar into a tape coated with ink. When the character struck the tape, the impression of the character was transferred onto the paper, which was positioned behind the tape. Scholl's original prototypes had a problem with the bars colliding with each other and jamming. So the story goes that he arranged the keys with the most common letters in hard-to-reach spots to slow typists down and try to avoid this problem. It might seem odd that the keyboard layout that we're using today, over 100 years later, would be originally designed for inefficiency, but nonetheless, that seems to be the case. Whatever the reason for the QWERTY layout, it seems pretty unlikely that one of the first keyboard layouts invented would be perfect no matter what it looked like. The QWERTY keyboard is therefore very different from the Dvorak keyboard, which is trying to be super efficient. The Dvorak keyboard layout tries to minimize the distance traveled by the fingers. It also tries to make the typist alternate hands on consecutive letters as often as possible. The Dvorak layout places all of the most commonly used letters in the home rows so that your fingers don't have to move at all to hit these keys. The left hand has all the vowels and some consonants, and the right hand has only consonants. So there are very few words in the English language that can be typed with only one hand on the Dvorak keyboard. Two are papaya and opaque. Both pumpkin and minimum can be typed with one hand on a QWERTY keyboard. Give it a try. You can find websites that show the layout of the Dvorak keyboard and measure finger distances. For example, if I had typed this article on a Dvorak keyboard, my fingers would have traveled about 30 meters versus the 54 meters they traveled on a QWERTY keyboard that I used when I typed this. Some argue, however, that the Dvorak keyboard is no more efficient than a QWERTY keyboard. An independent study in 1956 showed that QWERTY typists and Dvorak typists had about the same rate of speed, and continued studies since then don't show a clear winner between the two. This may explain why QWERTY is still the standard. If you want to see for yourself, you can switch your keyboard to a Dvorak configuration just by changing a setting on your computer's operating system. Depending on your keyboard, you may even be able to pry off the keys and rearrange them into the Dvorak layout. Give it a try sometime.
Do you have any ideas or suggestions for this podcast? If so, please send me an email at podcast@howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, go to howstuffworks.com. And be sure to check out the BrainStuff blog on the HowStuffWorks.com homepage.
Protect your organization's critical files with Mozy by EMC, the most trusted name in cloud backup. Don't leave the security of your business critical files to anyone but Mozy by EMC. Visit Mozy.com or ask your IT provider for Mozy Cloud Backup. That's Mozy.com.